With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump weighing in on Iran and ceasefire talks with Hamas as Israel's prime minister paid him a visit.
The president is hearing talk from Israel. Iran may be trying to rebuild its nuclear program. Back in June, the president insisted Tehran's nuclear capabilities were completely and fully obliterated after U.S. strikes on key nuclear enrichment sites. Iran has insisted it is no longer enriching uranium at any site in the country. The president also said he wants to get to the second phase of the Gaza deal as quickly as possible, but it means disarming Hamas. There are divisions over the path forward. I'm Ed Donahue.
Survivors of a deadly train crash in southern Mexico demanding answers as the government vows to investigate what caused the train to derail on a line connecting the Pacific Ocean with the Gulf of Mexico. 13 people died when the train went off the rails as it passed a curve. Authorities say 110 people have been injured in that incident. Some hopeful signs for America's real estate market.
Pending home sales in the U.S. surged in November to their highest level in 3 years. The National Association of Realtors says sales rose 3.3% last month after October's sales were revised upward. It's the best performance since February 2023. The numbers suggest improving affordability conditions for home buyers.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Zohran Mamdani has promised to transform a New York City government when he becomes mayor, but can he do it? The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist already faces intense security. Republicans cast him as a liberal lunatic. Many of his fellow Democrats deem him way too far to the left. This is SRN News. A major church shooting rocked America this year.
A gunman opened fire on a children's service at Annunciation Church in Minnesota in August, killing two kids and wounding several more. The tragedy sent ripples running through the U.S. religious community, prompting churches, synagogues, mosques, and institutions of other kinds to look to their security. On a brighter note, one 12-year-old girl shot in the head in the incident and feared to become the third fatality, recovered and is back home. Michael Harrington reporting.
No question, President Trump, a big sports fan, he has taken the campaign against transgenderism into the world of athletics. Early in his term, he signed an executive order called Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports. The next day, the NCAA amended its own rules to adhere to the administration's guidance. Several months later, with no fanfare, a U.S. Olympic Committee changed its policy to conform with Mr. Trump's. This is SRN News. Iranian state TV claims Russia has launched several Iranian communication satellites into orbit. More on the story from correspondent Rich Thomason.
A Russian rocket reportedly sent the satellites aloft Sunday from a launch pad in eastern Russia. The three satellites have a maximum expected lifespan of 5 years. This isn't the first time Russia has launched Iranian satellites, highlighting the strong bonds between the two countries. The United States says Iran's satellite launches are in defiance of a UN Security Council resolution. Rich Thomason reporting.
At least four people killed, dozens wounded in clashes on Syria's coast. Authorities say the violence erupted as protesters and counter-demonstrators got together. This follows a bombing at an Alawite mosque in Homs on Friday. Eight were killed, 18 wounded. More details, srnnews.com.